BBC Education. And now history, using the evidence. The final programmes in our History Mysteries series are Who Killed the Princes and Skara Brae. We begin with Who Killed the Princes, written and produced by Elizabeth Cleaver.
I crown you King Henry VII.
October the 30th, 1485. Henry VII is crowned as the new King of England.
Historical fact.
The previous king had been Richard III.
Historical fact.
Richard III was killed at the Battle of Bosworth Field, August the 22nd, 1485.
Historical fact.
What was Richard III like as a king?
No. He was a cruel tyrant.
He was a kind, merciful man.
He murdered his young nephews.
He governed the country well enough.
He was an ambitious, ruthless hunchback.
He always tried to be just.
What had Richard really been like? People seem to have very different ideas. Some even accuse him of murdering his two young nephews so that he could become king himself. To find out the truth, we need to go back to April 1483 and the Chronicle of Croyland Abbey near Ely, which contains a record of what was happening.
When King Edward IV died in April 1483, the Duke of Gloucester wrote most kind letters to console the Queen. He promised to be obedient and loyal to his elder brother's eldest son, who was to become King Edward V, and said he would set out for London immediately. He and his men arrived in York in mourning dress, and there Richard held a solemn and tearful service in memory of his brother. After the service, he made all the...
My lords, we honour the death of my dearly beloved brother, your late king. With his death, a heavy burden falls on my shoulders. But I do not ask for loyalty to me, I ask loyalty to the new king. Do you each swear due obedience and loyalty to the high and mighty King Edward?
We do!
Now go in peace.
My lord.
Lord Buckingham? You look travel-weary.
I have ridden hard to reach York.
You have news?
Lord Dorset has taken over the arsenal and the treasure in the tower. He has begun to fit up ships to command the channel.
Indeed. Do you think that is simply a wise precaution in my absence, or a bid for power?
The latter, I fear, my lord. With Lord Rivers, Dorset has begun to issue council orders in the name of Edward V.
With no mention of me?
None.
He has no right. By heaven, Buckingham, I am the lawful protector. My brother entrusted his son to me. Is there any news of my nephew? He was at Ludlow with Lord Rivers, was he not?
Yes, my lord, but they've left there, and Lord Rivers has given out that he has the prince under his protection. He is marching into London at the head of an army 2,000 strong, well armed too, by all accounts.
Oh, those Woodvilles. They are out to control young Edward for their own benefit. We must leave at once and catch up with them. I will not allow Edward to become the Woodville's puppet king.
Richard caught up with Lord Rivers at Northampton, where he had him arrested and took Edward into his protection. On May the 4th, 1483, Richard and Edward entered London. The coronation was held on the 6th of July.
Richard is this day crowned King of England!
Long live King Richard III!
What had happened? Why was Richard now king when his brother had entrusted him to make sure Edward would be the next king of England? Did Richard have it in his mind all along to take the crown for himself? Or was he frightened for his own safety? On June the 10th, Richard had written to his faithful city of York,
"Send up as many armed men as possible to aid and assist us against the Queen and her friends, who intend to murder and utterly destroy us and our cousin the Duke of Buckingham and the old royal blood of this realm."
On June the 21st, one of the Chancellor's staff, Simon Stallworth, wrote to a friend,
"As for the news, you're lucky to be out of everything. Things here are in a pretty mess, and everyone distrusts everyone else. It is said that 20,000 men belonging to the Protector and the Duke of Buckingham will be in London this week. Why, I don't know."
Whatever may have been Richard's motive, how was he to become king? On June the 26th, he received a petition from the House of Commons.
"Edward the Fourth was not lawfully married to Elizabeth Woodville, as he had already married Eleanor Butler. King Edward's children are bastards, and unable to inherit or to claim anything by inheritance by the law and custom of England. We consider you, Richard, the rightful King of England."
So young Edward wasn't king after all. Was this story true, or did Richard set the whole thing up? What did the people at the time feel about him becoming king? Well, their views have not been recorded, but Thomas Langton, Bishop of St. David's, wrote to the Prior of Christ Church, Canterbury, in August 1483.
"Wherever he goes, Richard makes people happier than any other king. He has helped many a poor man who has suffered wrong. Many cities and towns have offered him money, but he has refused. I have never liked any king so much. God has sent him for the good of us all."
But Richard could not stop the rumours that began to spread about him.
"Do you want to say about Richard?"
"No."
"It said he poisoned his wife."
"He poisoned his wife? How dreadful. Did you hear that, my friend?"
"What?"
"King Richard did away with his wife."
"No."
"And another thing, it said Richard lay for 2 years in his mother's womb."
"No."
"It's true. I swear to God it's true. And I heard that when he was born he already had a full head of hair and that his teeth were ready to eat with."
"Did you hear that? He was a monster, that Richard."
The Croyland Chronicler recorded that Richard summoned the Lord Mayor, Lords and citizens of London to deny the rumours being spread about him.
"I have heard it said that I have tried to poison my wife so that I can marry my niece, Elizabeth. There is no truth in this rumour. I am as sorry as any man could be for the death of my wife. Anyone found repeating these lying tales will be imprisoned until the person from whom he heard them is produced."
But the gossip was difficult to stop. Much of it centred on what had become of the princes after Richard became king.
"Those poor little princes didn't live long."
"Aye, Richard put them to sleep, sure enough."
"A little bit of poison?"
"Or a dagger, my friend."
Were the gossips right? Had Richard murdered the princes? Domenico Mancini, an Italian scholar travelling in England, wrote,
"After June 1483, all the young Prince Edward's servants were kept from him. He and his brother Richard were taken to rooms further inside the tower. They were seen less and less often, behind bars and windows, until they were seen no more. Dr. Argentine, the last of Edward's servants, reported that the young Edward, like a victim prepared for the sacrifice, was forever asking for forgiveness for his sins. I have seen men burst into tears at the mention of his name, for already some people suspected that he had been done away with. So far I have not discovered if he has been killed, nor how he might have died."
The Croyland Chronicler had also heard the stories.
"A rumour was spread that the sons of Edward the Fourth had died a violent death, but it is uncertain how."
If facts were hard to come by at the time, later writers give more detail. For example, Polydore Virgil, the official historian to Henry VII, wrote in his book, A History of England,
Richard decided to kill his nephews, because as long as they lived, he would never feel secure. He sent a warrant to Robert Brackenbury, a lieutenant at the Tower of London, to have the princes put to death. Richard then left for York, where he was joyfully received by the citizens. Robert Brackenbury could not bring himself to carry out the order, and hoped the king would change his mind. But when Brackenbury hesitated, Richard commanded James Tyrrell to ride to London and murder the royal babes. That was the end of Prince Edward and Richard, his brother. But exactly how they were executed is not known. King Richard then allowed the rumor of their death to be spread around, so that people would know that no children of King Edward were alive, and Richard was their rightful king.
About 30 years after Richard's death at Bosworth Field, Sir Thomas More described him in his book A History of King Richard III.
He was little of stature, ill-featured of limbs, crooked-backed, his left shoulder much higher than his right. He was malicious, angry, envious, and from his birth ambitious. He was pitiless and cruel.
Thomas More also claimed to know exactly what had happened to the princes.
I shall tell you of the end of the princes, after talking to men and by such means that I know it to be the truth. Richard trusted the murder to Sir James Tyrrell, who decided that the princes should be murdered in their beds, and chose Miles Forrest and John Dighton to do the job. Forrest was one of the prince's guards, and had already murdered others. Dighton was a big, broad, strong fellow. About midnight, they entered the chamber where the children lay asleep in their beds. They pressed the feather bed and pillows hard on the children's faces until they stopped breathing, and then fetched Sir James Tyrrell to see them. He had them buried at the foot of the stairs, deep down under a pile of stones. But King Richard wanted them to have a proper burial, so the priest of Sir Robert Brackenbury dug them up and buried them again, secretly, in another place. After the priest died, no one knew where they were buried. This story is well known to be true, because when Sir James Tyrrell was imprisoned in the Tower in 1502 for treason against King Henry VII, both he and Dighton were questioned. They confessed that they had done the murder in the way I have described, but they said they did not know where the bodies were.
So what had once been a vague rumor seems now to be a well-known truth. But is there enough evidence to show that Richard killed the princes? How reliable are the sources of evidence we have? Well, chronicles were often written by men who relied on the king for their livelihoods. So scenes like this could, and perhaps did, happen.
King Richard the Third is a fine, generous, just king, whose fair government...
Husband!
Yes, wife, what is it?
King Richard's been killed at Bosworth Field!
Killed?
Every Tuesday one a day thinks he's already proclaimed himself to be king!
Are you certain of this, wife?
Of course I am!
In that case, I'd better, Yes. Yes, I have it. The late King Richard was a monstrous tyrant, born under a hostile and evil star. King Henry, who killed him at the Battle of... Where?
Bosworth!
Bosworth Field is a most wise, generous, and just king, sent by heaven to punish Richard for killing his...
If the written sources are doubtful, can anything else help? Well, if the princes had been murdered, then where were the bodies? We do know that in 1674, some workmen rebuilding part of the tower came across two skeletons at the foot of a staircase. And in 1933, these skeletons were identified as those of two young children aged about 13 and 10, exactly the right ages of the princes in the tower. If these are the bodies of the princes, do we have a murderer? Thomas More recorded that Sir James Tyrrell had confessed to doing the deed for Richard, but he was not arrested until 1502, and there's no written evidence that he confessed. True, there's no evidence whatever that the princes were still alive at the time of the Battle of Bosworth. Only rumours that they were dead. But if Richard wanted to put an end to the rumours, why didn't he show the boys in public? Most Tudor historians simply concluded that Richard was guilty. But even these sources recognised his strong points, like Polydore Virgil.
He was brave and fierce, and his courage never failed him, not even when he faced death.
Was this the man who killed the princes? Opinions since Richard's death have been divided. Historian Paul Kendall, writing in 1955, believed Buckingham had the stronger motive.
As Constable of England, Buckingham would find no door shut to him. He did not go with Richard on his tour of the country in 1483, but stayed behind in London for a few days. Then he overtook the king at Gloucester. After he said farewell to Richard, he rode away into Wales and began plotting to overthrow Richard. He had motives for murdering the princes which were stronger than Richard's. They were in his way because he wished to claim the crown himself, or to help Henry Tudor claim it. By murdering the princes and then spreading a rumour of their death, he could blacken Richard's character. Looking at the facts, Buckingham appears more likely to have been the murderer of the princes than Richard.
And another historical writer, Philip Lindsay, writing in 1972, believed Henry VII had a stronger motive than Richard.
I do not doubt for one moment that the princes were alive when Henry came to London. He issued a proclamation giving out all Richard's supposed crimes, and this list does not include the killing of the princes. That, to my mind, is definite proof that the princes were not even missing. They must still have been in the Tower. Richard had no reason to kill them. Henry had every reason. If they lived, all he had fought for would be useless. Prince Edward had more right to be king than Henry Tudor. Henry was capable of such a crime. So they were quietly but efficiently murdered. Elizabeth Woodville, the boy's mother, was locked into a nunnery. Henry spread the word that Richard had done the killing. Henry Tudor, murderer and liar. It is time the truth were known.
What do you think happened to the princes in the Tower? Do you still believe the popular image of Richard put over in Shakespeare's Richard III? In this scene, Richard is sitting on the throne. With him is Buckingham, his chief advisor and friend. Richard speaks to him.
This high, by thy advice and thy assistance, is King Richard seated. But shall we wear these glories for a day, or shall they last, and we rejoice in them?
Still live they, and forever let them last.
Ah, Buckingham, but young Prince Edward lives. Think now what I would speak.
Say on, my loving lord.
Why, Buckingham, I say I would be king.
Why, so you are, my noble liege.
Ha, am I king? But Edward lives.
True, noble prince.
Ha, Buckingham, thou wast not wont to be so dull. Shall I be plain? I wish the princes dead. And I would have it suddenly performed.
Is this what really happened? We'll never know for sure, but you have enough evidence to decide for yourselves what might have happened to the princes in the Tower.
Who Killed the Princes featured Stuart Organ, Garard Green, Trevor Nichols, Brian Smith, Peter Woodthorpe, Eric Stovall, Edward D'Souza, Lee Galpin, and Sid Ralph. The programme was written and produced by Elizabeth Cleaver.